It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Garage Rods will present Hot Rods for a Cure on Saturday, October 5th, in support of Making Strides Against Cancer and the American Cancer Society at Cooper Regional History Museum in Upland. Here to tell us more is Kiki Haas, a breast cancer survivor who will be speaking at the car show, and her husband, Greg. Thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Start by telling us about your love for cars and car shows.
Well, I'll start just by sharing our journey to this point. Greg and I have been married 18 years.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. I found the love of my life the second time around. When we met, Greg had basically two or three cars. Just, he was a bachelor. He had very limited motivation because he was a bachelor and he was just tinkering and playing with cars.
Like hot rods.
So, well, not necessarily. He had one micro car, which is a one-cylinder car that doesn't go very fast, but the door opens from the front.
Okay.
It's a very unique car, and he just loved these little cars. So he had that, and then he had a couple other cars that he was working on. So when we met, fell in love, got married, he started just going haywire with cars. I think he had much more motivation at that point. And so his passion for cars really grew, and I grew with it. I just loved it. It's been a really fun journey, but we basically accumulated up to, within the first 10 years of our marriage, 30 cars. Now, these are tiny cars again, small cars. And so with that, it's been a really fun journey just sharing our cars with people and going to various car shows and that kind of thing. We've since shifted our collection, and I want Greg to share where we are now with our car collection.
Well, how it all started out with me was my parents got me a slot car track when I was little, and I probably had the largest slot car track in the neighborhood. Kids would come from all over to race on my track. Well, it grew and grew and grew. My folks got me an Austin Healey that would barely make it around the corner as my first car, and I had to fix the whole thing. I rebuilt my first automatic transmission when I was 15 without a manual, and it just went on from there. I became a degreed mechanical engineer, and I got a job where I design and build custom automation equipment. Anything, everything, it's custom. Well, I've now taken that since I've retired and started taking that same concept and ideas that I have to build really crazy custom cars. And they're known almost all over the United States how popular they are because they're kind of like a Rat Fink or that sort of a car.
Okay, so my dad is also into cars. So I know it's rarely just one member of the family who's into cars. Is that the case for you?
Absolutely not. We have a 67 GTO convertible that's just beautiful. Well, a few years ago, I had a 67 Camaro RSSS convertible, a stunning car. And on the anniversary of the shooting in Las Vegas at the Country Western event. Route 91. My son-in-law took a bullet laying on top of our daughter and pretty much saved her life. Mm. So on the anniversary of the shooting, they were going to go out to dinner and wanted us to watch the grandkids. We don't say babysit anymore. We watch the grandkids because they're older. And they showed up. Well, Brian's a fireman, so he's seen everything imaginable. My daughter is not. She's a school teacher, grade school teacher. And I could tell that she had had a bad day. They were dressed up in their country western gear, all ready to go out, and she probably had been crying most of the day. Mm-hmm. And I looked at them and I said, you know, you guys can't go out in that Suburban if you're going to party and celebrate. He says, you need to take the Camaro, and I handed him the keys. And he said, oh, I can't drive this. And I says, yes, you have to. Oh, and here's the title. I'm giving you the Camaro for putting your life above my daughter. Mm-hmm. So he has a beautiful 67 Camaro convertible. Mm-hmm. Our oldest daughter, her first car was a 64 Ford Falcon. For her 40th birthday, I surprised her with a 64 Ford Falcon convertible and restored it and gave it to her on her 40th birthday. Our other daughter is turning 40 this February, and I'm rushing to get a 67 Mustang convertible ready to give to her at the Grand National Roadster Show at the Pomona Fairgrounds in February. So with my wife's 61 Ragtop Beetle and all of our other cars, we're not the Incredibles anymore. We're the convertibles.
I love it.
So they love it. They put 3 seat belts in the back of the Camaro so the grandkids can ride in it, and they just absolutely love it. My daughter drives the Falcon all the time, and it's great to see that.
And how did you get involved in the Garage Rods annual Hot Rods for a Cure car show?
Well, there's a publication that comes out. It's online, called SoCalCarCulture.com. You can go on and find every car show imaginable from San Diego to San Francisco on it, the date, where it's at, even the flyer on it. And one day we're looking, and there's a car show put on by a Garage Rods group at the local brewery. I'm like, okay, drinking, driving, that all makes sense. Let's go to this thing. So we went and met all the people there and just really got involved with them. The Garage Rods, it's like if you follow anything on TV, they have all these programs of these high-end builds, these custom builders, craftsmen, and the little guy, like me, doesn't get out there and seen by anybody. So they started this Garage Rods, which is rods built in your garage. And that's what they showcase when we have the shows. All these wild things come out, and they're all built by people like you and me. Well, maybe not you, but people like me.
And I just want to share that the first year at the brewery was their first annual car show that they did, and they were emphasizing fundraising for breast cancer awareness. The person that founded the club, Jose, was married to Laura, and she had already gone through breast cancer and was in remission. She was at that first car show. Then the next year, they had another car show again at the brewery. And by that time, Laura had been diagnosed again and had passed. Mm-hmm. And so the second car show just had a lot more meaning for everyone because we were honoring Laura. And so that's the tradition for the car club, is to, of course, it's about the cars, but it's about fundraising and honoring Laura in her journey.
You also have a personal story about breast cancer. Can you share that with us?
Sure. In 2015, I was a new grad and I was looking at pursuing a second career in nursing. And so I had just finished doing that when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so as a new grad, I was able to help her. I wasn't working, went to all her appointments, helped her through radiation and her surgery, and then got her through that and into remission. And then months later, I was diagnosed. And at that point, she was able to support me through my journey. But it was really interesting because we both had the same kind of cancer, early stage, on the same breast. We had the same doctor. Mm-hmm. We had the same surgeon. We went through the exact same journey together. And we both came out in remission. For me, 4 years later, I was diagnosed again. And at that point, I opted to have a double mastectomy, which was, of course, a very difficult surgery. But I have a supportive husband and great doctors, and I was able to get through that, as difficult as it was. And fast forward to today, I'm 5 years in remission.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And just really excited to be here to share about the Car Club and what they're fundraising for, and just to share with others that there is hope. It's not a death sentence to get cancer, especially breast cancer. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm speaking with Kiki Hawes, a breast cancer survivor who will be speaking at the Hot Rods for a Cure car show on Saturday, October 5th at Cooper Regional History Museum in Upland. This is a benefit for the American Cancer Society. Can you share with us how ACS is impacting breast cancer?
Yes, the American Cancer Society is a huge organization. They raise $78 million and invest that money into research. That's an enormous amount of money. It's hard to fathom. And they are, from what I understand, so close to finding a cure. I wish I could say they had one. But the fundraising really helps support women that are going through cancer with support groups, with transportation, with meals. There's online chats that help them through their journey. Again, support groups, that kind of thing. And so every penny that is raised at this car show, every penny will go to the American Cancer Society.
Give us some basic information about what the American Cancer Society provides.
Basic information is they launch research into cancer. They have resources for the community. I mentioned that, but the resources are, there's a lot of them. They enable local communities to support those affected by cancer. So they help foster community. And they, like I said, they even provide rides for people that need assistance. So it's a lot. They offer a lot.
What is your message for others about breast cancer?
On a personal level, I talk to women a lot, just in conversation. And there are so many women that put off getting their mammograms. It's not a comfortable procedure. It's not fun. But I encourage women to just be an advocate for themselves and get those mammograms. I believe it. They've moved the age to 40, and they suggest at the age, I might be wrong about that, but I think it's 40. My journey started in my 30s. I had lumps and bumps and cysts very early on. So I was getting checked quite regularly at a young age in my 30s. But I just want to encourage women to get those exams, do whatever the medical professionals are advising. I think it's every 2 years or so now. But get them regularly. Do what your doctor's asking you to do and do regular self-examinations. The second time I was diagnosed, my husband actually found the lump. Mm. And so I think we just take it for granted that everything will be fine and we don't need to do these things and check ourselves and go to the doctor. But we do. It's really important. And the message that I also want to encourage women about is that even finding cancer, it's so treatable, especially when it's caught early. I had multiple lumpectomies and biopsies and ultrasounds and all sorts of tests before I was diagnosed with cancer, and they were all benign, but at least I was getting checked. And so it's a scary thing to find a lump, but like I said, do it, get your exams, and do your self-exams as well. And that also applies to men. Men can get breast cancer. So men should be checking themselves, or, hey, let your women do it. So that's my message.
I've been speaking with Kiki Hawes, a breast cancer survivor, who will be speaking at the Hot Rods for a Cure car show on Saturday, October 5th at Cooper Regional History Museum in Upland. What can you tell us about this car show?
I just want to share that Upland, the city of Upland, has really stepped up, and this is the second year they'll be doing it in Upland. And they are 100% behind this club. Greg and I experienced two car shows in downtown Upland when we had our little mini cars. And it's quite different now. They are very supportive of the community and the cause. So the car show is from 10 to 2 on October 5th. And it's right there by Cooper Museum. They may even be shutting down some of the streets because of the turnout. Hopefully we'll have a lot of cars there. And they'll have food and street vendors and a beer garden and lots of raffles. And again, all the money that is earned and collected, even with the raffle prizes, will go to the American Breast Cancer Society.
And there was a time when Upland was totally against car shows because they had some lowriders do a club. And I think the police had to be called 5 or 6 times to break stuff up. And when we went there to ask them about putting on a car show, I asked them, what will it take for us to put a car show on in downtown Upland. And I remember him saying, probably an act of God. And I said, give me 5 minutes. Let me show you the type of cars that are here, that will be there. And in 5 minutes, they said, we're on. And we'd had no issues. They wanted us to come back and do it again. And when you have a car show with a cause, we find that cities will step up to the plate, help make it happen.
Is there a cost for registration?
Yes, there is. And all that money goes to the American Cancer Society.
And how about for spectators?
No.
Cost for registration, free for spectators.
Yes.
And then will there be raffles or anything else happening?
Oh, lots of raffles. Yeah, there's an incredible amount of raffles. Car shows, when they get late and they're giving out awards and then giving out raffles, sometimes just like, okay, there's another raffle. Well, this is the show. Okay, there's another raffle. And it just keeps coming and coming. And it's just a lot of fun. It's very family oriented. And I would suggest, if you're not doing anything, come out and see some really cool custom cars that guys have built and enjoy the beer garden and the festivities and just make a great day out of it.
And I just want to add that Greg and I have been to a lot of car shows, and this one is really well run. They do a really good job. It's very family oriented. The club is run by a family, Jose's family, and they sell shirts and hats and all sorts of things. They also have different categories of cars that will be there. They have hot rods, muscle, rats, classics, stock, special interest. I believe they have boats. They have motorcycles, baggers, and all sorts of other things. So,
do you know what a bagger is?
No.
Neither do I.
Go to the car show and find out.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. But it's really going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope everyone comes out.
Where can we go to get more information?
So I have a phone number, and I also have a website. So the phone number to contact Jose directly.
Yes, he agreed to it.
951-454-7859. That's 951-454-7859. And the website, there's a QR code here. I think it's best to go to the KFrog website for October 5th. And you'll see the flyer with the QR code. That might be an easier way to sign up. And again, it's a $30 entrance fee, but 100% of that goes to American Cancer Society.
You can get that link at kfrog.com/events. Anything else you think we should know?
I think that pretty much covers it. We're excited to be there. The car I will be bringing is a 1961 Volkswagen Bug Ragtop. Beautiful red, brand newly restored. And it will be there showcased, and I will be there with it.
Now, she mentioned rat rods. Rat rod is the amazing category where guys build their cars out of junk that they have in their garage. That's why they're called rat rods. A lot of the custom builders are going way, way over the top, and you can tell that they are. But these guys, you come out and it's like, you actually drove that thing here with what you built it with? It's just a whole lot of fun. You see so many different types of vehicles.
And I do want to just add that the Volkswagen I'm bringing, Greg fully restored for me, and he's been working on it for a year or so, and this will be its first car show. So I'm super excited to bring it out.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and we hope that Hot Rods for a Cure is a huge success.
Oh, thank you for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
And hopefully we'll see you all there.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.